It's working right now.
Windmills in your eyes, pussy work.
Now you see me, now you don't, pussy work.
Your eyes are getting heavy, heavy, heavy.
Bust me like an orc, pussy work, pussy work, pussy work, pussy work.
Tell him I'm fucking coming!
Hello, America. Thank you for listening to Ad Hominem Radio. This is Chris Paul.
I don't like your jerk off face, I don't like your jerk off behavior, and I don't like you. Jerk off.
Here with Jeremy Shear.
You're a cunt. You're a cunt now. You've always been a cunt.
Tabitha Jones.
Where did you learn your trade, you stupid fucking cunt, you idiot?
And Kyle Honhorst.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Hey everybody, we're back. Kyle's here this time.
Yes, yes.
Hello, Kyle.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Hey, Kyle.
Good to see you, Kyle.
You guys know I want to start off with the big announcement, something that happened at the battles last weekend. Jeremy wore real pants.
Yay!
I did. You are very fucking welcome. Because it was hot.
Where are they?
They're those pants are actually packed with the costumes for tonight's Sad Boys show.
So you consider actual pants a costume?
During the summer,
It's your human person costume.
Yeah,
this is my human person costume.
Jeremy's going to start writing scripts where it's just like in the stage directions, like Jeremy's character wears shorts.
Regular Jack Nicholson, meaning that every part is the same guy.
Yeah, it was nuts to butts in there at the roast battle, so it was hot, and I really wish I had had my shorts.
No one else felt that. No one else felt that that's what was missing from the show. In fact, everyone had an amazing time, despite the heat in the heat index.
And I'm sure everyone would have had a much worse time if Jeremy were to show up in his shorts.
Right. At least your pants trapped your disgusting... whatever happens in there inside a material.
Yeah, he encased himself.
Yes.
I thought you guys were just shitting on him for wearing basketball shorts, not shorts in general, because we're all in shorts right now.
It's these shorts.
Yeah, no, it's these particular shorts, and I don't mean basketball shorts or shorts that look like this. I mean this exact same pair of shorts. For four episodes in a row now.
Five,
if we count the week off.
Saturday afternoon, dude. Like, I wore shorts honestly, in solidarity to stand with Jeremy, you know?
I would prefer it if, like, Jeremy had that pair of shorts you're wearing, Kyle. And, like, every other weekend we'd get a different short out of Jeremy, maybe.
Yeah, do you have any shorts from, like, when you were on your way to this size that would fit Jeremy?
I think we're both there.
Yeah. I actually, I tried to go pick up another pair of shorts last night when I was out shopping for Sad Boys, and Target had nothing in my size.
Yeah, you sized out of Target, too?
Yeah.
No more Mossimo for us.
So now I'm realizing that it's not like you've been to stores.
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually.
Sorry. We just thought you weren't trying.
I bought two pairs of shorts. One of them is being repaired.
Excuse me?
What the fuck?
Are they getting a new software installed? What the fuck's going on?
The fuck is this? Can we take your shorts? Mine are in the shop. The fuck?
Well, my niece was supposed to have fixed them, and she didn't.
What did you... What what is wrong with them?
Okay. Did you wreck them?
Yes, apparently. Did you have to... I keep doing this to, like, lots of different...
Did you get more than one estimate?
Yes.
Was it... Were the thighs rubbing together?
No, it just...
What,
the
thighs?
The button came off.
Just the button? You can just say it's getting a button replaced. Like, it's repair. It's being repaired. That makes me think that they're like stitching them back together at the seams. Jeremy's like, these are fucking Old Faithful. You know?
What's the matter? You can't sew it because you're not allowed to be around needles?
No, I've never been good at sewing. I've tried, like when I was in high school, my entire trench coat was covered in safety pins because I didn't know how to sew.
That is not why it was covered in safety pins.
I like that Jeremy had like enough dedication to be like, I'm gonna be a witch, guys.
I like that Jeremy
he's like won't be like working on his sewing skills or like checking out the Goodwill for like a cheap sewing machine.
I like that Jeremy, and I'm calling it post Columbine, had a trench coat that he covered in safety pins because it was the punk thing, and that 40 years later, however old you are, 30 years later or whatever, he's still using the excuse that it was because he couldn't sew and not because he just thought it was dope.
I mean, I also thought it was dope. A. B, it was pre-Columbine. That's why I got a visit from the police after Columbine because somebody said I was leading a gang of people that were setting off bombs at school.
Oh, and you were in Colorado, right?
No, I was in Cleveland still.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Damn.
No.
Damn that. Fear.
Colorado is still really like damaged by Columbine, though.
What?
Well, I'm sure.
Wait, wasn't the Joker shooting there?
The Joker shooting was there, too.
Yeah.
So Colorado's just every time they turn around.
Rife with shootings.
Yeah. Well, you get that many whites together and see what happens.
It's a lot of whites.
Yeah. A whole lot of whites.
So we had the roast battles.
That we did.
They were glorious.
Amazing.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm supposed to see videos. I kind of know what happened, but I don't know.
Are there
happened.
Videos?
I think there might be some somewhere. I'm working again. I had a friend there that said they filmed them, but I haven't seen them yet, so I don't know if they're real.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, what happened was we had Andy Barr come out for a musical opening, and it was lovely.
Hooray.
And then we had AJ DeCosimo kill it.
Andy did a song about swingers and wore a Hawaiian shirt and stuff to match.
Yeah.
It's like a whole Caribbean vibe.
Yeah. I think that's just him now.
I think it is. I think we're dealing with Caribbean Andy now.
Damn, Pirates of the Andy Bean.
I hope he's not a boogaloo boy.
Oh, no.
I'd like
no
to see way. His sandbar.
Yeah, AJ did a stand-up set. DeCosimo did really well. What happened? Help me. I don't remember.
What happened?
Here's the thing that happens every show, every time we've done this, is I don't remember it.
I black out.
Yeah.
I don't even have to drink. It's just like such a like rush every time. Yeah. I'm just I can't retain any information.
I can remember maybe one like the main event, who won. The other ones I don't remember.
Okay. Well, I remember most everything. I don't remember a lot of the jokes.
An elephant never forgets. You fat bitch.
I know Kristen was in that dino, the dino in the bikini doing the ring girl stuff.
Yeah.
Oh my god, yeah. She was over like Rover too. Yeah, people were going nuts.
Going crazy.
Yeah. It was. That was my favorite part of the show. That people were really into Dinosaur Kristen in the bikini.
Yep.
I think that has to become a paid position. Oh. I think we have to make sure that we retain that.
100%.
And I love that the concept came from us just trying to mock someone else.
Yep.
It's perfect.
Yeah. Not only did we mock someone else, but it ended up being better than the thing we were mocking.
Hell yeah.
And, any chance to get Kristen from an audience, I'm in favor of.
Love it.
So.
Yeah, and anything to make it more surreal and fucking weird.
Yeah. Yep. Hell yeah. So the opening match was Kevin Bain, he of Imposters Theater fame and Eyepatch fame, versus Jeremy Demery, he of Golden Ox Studio and Comedy Night at Gunzelman's fame, which was won pretty handily by Jeremy Demery. Kevin was good. Like, nobody was bad on the show. Like, there were no moments of, like, something just fell flat. It was just, you know, some things hit really hard and some things just hit.
I feel like there were one or two things that didn't hit, but even then, like, whoever it was, like, recovered easily.
Yeah, there was no one that, like, bombed. There was no one that you can tell, like, didn't prepare or didn't put the time in.
Yeah.
Which I was very excited about.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And I can't remember who it was, but they were like, the past, like, 3-4 weeks, every single time I've seen Joe Graham, he's be like, I wrote another roast joke. You want to hear it? And I'm like, good.
Yeah.
Fucking good. Mm-hmm. About time.
Yeah.
Not for Joe, but just like to have like people be. Because, I mean, it was never hard to get people, but you would get the people that you just be like, you were so excited for this. Did you do shit?
Yeah.
Did you do shit?
I know, like, we were doing the battles, like, when I was champion and whatnot, or working my way towards like a 24 hours a day, I was just like thinking about like, oh, do I got a joke? Boom. I got to write this down. Here's something that I can make fun of this fat bitch about.
I wonder who that's about.
Sam.
That's Kyle looking in the mirror.
There's a lot of fats bitch that do this. So if you think it's about you, it's about you. Anyways, but no, it's just all day me. Good. It's glad to hear people writing. That's awesome.
Yeah. And, see, I pitched Kevin for the show because, he showed up one night to, make him laugh Monday because Burton decided to do an impromptu roast battle thing and Kevin ended up dominating that. And, then he showed up to TikTok and started just doing roast jokes about everybody there. And they were good. So I'm like, oh, shit. And we've been collaborating on some other things. Mm-hmm. So I know he can write. And
I feel like if I were going to roast battle Kevin, I would do one good eye patch joke. And the other four would be about the rest of his stupid face.
Yeah. I mean, Jeremy didn't seem to really concentrate on the eye patch, which was good. Kevin did well, but Jeremy, like, really brought it, and I was impressed.
Yeah, because he messaged us, because I was like, we need to get him, because he hit me up pre-COVID, like, hey, if you have a slot, I would love to do this. This is right up my alley. And we remembered how you loved us.
Yeah, and he came through.
Because elephants never forget.
Yeah, now you two got to say it at some point this episode.
Match two was Mickey Genosi versus Teddy Bruno.
Jesus Christ. Mickey ripped the fuck into Teddy. Teddy is the new Sam LaTourette. Every joke was about how he used to do heroin. And it did not help that Teddy rolled in like 20 minutes late, like real disheveled with a backpack. Like,
very definition of LaTourette energy.
Yeah.
Well, I set up that show prep like, hey guys, I know like I booked some of you. I won't be here. If you need anything at all, text Jeremy, Tabitha, or Chris. And then he hits me up like, yo, I'm running late. Meanwhile, like, I'm not even in the city, and I just like, fuck,
he
idiot.
He messaged me, and I ignored it.
Good.
Yeah.
Make him scramble. Because
we had, he had time. I did forget to, like, check before we started the show, and I got nervous when I was bringing him up. I was like, oh, that's right, he's running late.
Is he here?
But he was there.
Let's just all put a pin in this to, like, revisit this battle in, like, a year, because I remember when I battled Sam, and all my jokes were about how he used to do heroin, he was definitely still using heroin. And about a year later, I was like, oh.
That's not true. I remember a lot of battles where the backpack was just full of beer that he had just to feel well.
That too.
To take the edge off.
Yeah. There was a show that he showed up and threw away all his gear.
Yeah, I remember.
So.
Yep.
It's a hard road, though. But I think Teddy's, like, actually clean. Because he's...
I feel bad.
He has his own business. Like, he's a working guy, you know? It's like,
I feel bad now that we're analyzing. Those were good jokes.
Yeah.
Is what we're saying.
Yeah, those were very good jokes is what we were saying.
Yeah. Yeah, but, like, Mickey just smoked him. I mean,
yeah.
It was, it was basically like, you know, somebody, like, kicking the leg over and over and over again until it breaks.
And yeah. And then what was the one after that?
That was Alexa Irizarry versus Amanda Averill. Cool. Which joke of the night, I think, was before the battle even started. Amanda goes to Alexa almost ladies first, and there was like a couple of oh, and then laughter, and it was just
yeah
wonderful.
Yeah, that battle was if it took place in another city, I think we would have gotten some bad feedback, maybe. But
yeah,
but
this is Cleveland, and we don't give a shit about any other cities.
Yeah, fuck other cities.
And it was funny. It was a very funny battle.
Well,
went
that's
to
it.
Sudden death.
And it's like, you know, if you're going to get fucking bent out of shape, how about before you get bent out of shape, you turn to the person who the joke is directed at and see how they're reacting. Mm-hmm. And then if you're still getting bent out of shape, you're not getting bent out of shape for anything more than just your own personal want to get fucking pissed off about something.
Performative outrage.
Yeah.
Yeah, it went to sudden death. That was the first sudden death. I do remember screaming, kill, kill, kill this bitch. And a few people wincing.
Good.
Yeah.
It was a very good fight. Amanda won. Alexa was coming in, like, working her tuchus off for the past few weeks because she was short-staffed at her job.
Mm.
But she apparently can handle it, so.
Is a tuchus something that I don't know what it is because I'm a cis white male?
No, tuchus is,
you're not Polish enough.
Oh.
Tuchus is, Yiddish for butt.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
tuchus.
It means Jew butt.
It originally meant Jew butt. The meaning has been blurred since.
It transcends Judiness just to mean butt now.
Yeah, just to be a fun way to say butt. And it is a fun way to say butt.
It is. Yes, indeed. Yeah, and Amanda was a delight, as per usual. So... You know, always happy to have her in town. You know, she had to jet right away to go shoot, to go take a COVID test for a shoot that she was on.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Damn, she's working.
Yeah. I mean,
good for her.
Amanda and Alexa. Alexa, like, as we're recording, she's headed down to Newark to play Black Widow in a roast, Avengers roast.
Hey, man.
So, you know.
Where at?
Newark, Ohio. It actually made the paper down there.
They got a crazy, I think it's called like 21 West, and it's like a basically like a really nice comedy venue in Newark. They run a lot of shows there.
Interesting.
Yeah, I heard it was real nice. I know a couple of people on the on that roast dressing up for it, but it's cool to see that they're doing that. It's cool to see that it's getting attention, and it's cool to see that you know, Cleveland's being represented. So
we're the roast capital of Ohio.
We are the roast capital of Ohio. There's no one even close. But
I think it's I like that the character roasts took off.
Yeah.
We did the roast of Superman like 10 years ago. And I think a few people had done them already. I don't remember, but it's crazy that it's still there's more and more of them.
Yeah. It's a I think it's a wonderful thing.
Well, that's, you know, I know a lot of people like, I don't want to do roast, but I'll do a character roast because I'm not getting shit on directly.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand how anybody with the wherewithal to, like, go up and bomb and be okay with it is
right?
Would be upset at a, in a roast. You know what I mean? Like, that shit hurts more than anything another comic can say is, like, bombing on your own and shit.
Self-defecation.
Yeah, like... I don't get why. I don't know.
Some people just don't have the ego death necessary, I guess.
Or I think, I mean, I'm sure there's also people that are like, I'm not good at it. But I can see, I think that's a good reason not to do it.
Yeah, I mean, there are a couple people that I have approached that have said that. So... which is disappointing because they're good writers. But then after Alexa and Amanda, we had John Armstrong versus Logan Rashaw.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, one of my favorite jokes of the night came from that one, I believe, from Logan saying that John's, like, biggest hero was O.J. Simpson, and that's why his girlfriend looks like a white Bronco.
Logan had some bangers in there.
Yep.
Yeah, Logan won. John, this was like his first roast type thing. But he came out and did
Hell yeah. Did
well.
He did awesome. I didn't know it was his first time doing it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, he did real well, but Logan is a beast. And man, it's just it was one of those things where I was looking on stage and I could see that John was laughing at the jokes and Logan was laughing at the jokes, so it was like, okay, this is great. So that's what I like to see. It didn't feel at all like malicious.
So. Yeah, it's good when everyone's laughing.
Yeah.
And I feel like we had a lot of that.
We did.
It was a lot of people really enjoying what was being said about them. And I like that a lot because I feel like you get those people who are like, oh, like, I don't think I'd be good at it. Oh, I don't think I could, like, take it. And it's like, it's literally so much fun to hear someone write a good roast joke about you.
Yeah,
it's so much fun to be like, oh, you thought about that about me? Cool.
I thought you were too mean.
We didn't mention that. Chris and Tabitha did have a host battle at the beginning of the show.
Host battle. Yeah, we did. I fucking ripped Chris apart.
Chris.
I didn't find it that funny.
I was dying when Chris called me Ham Anderson. Amazing.
I'm sad I never thought of it.
Yeah, he had like several of those.
Yeah,
it reminded me of Kyle, kind of.
He got to use my favorite.
I did kind of use Kyle's, because you always did like, you would have like a name like that,
like,
and then
Amy Swinehouse.
Yeah, and then do the joke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Firuza Bulk.
Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite was Rose Moo Cowan. Because I tried to pick like just goth celebrities,
mm-hmm.
and then Ham Anderson was just like, I figured if I did it later and down, it wouldn't need to make as much sense.
Yeah.
But
It was a very good battle.
Oh, Fat Dennings.
Fat Dennings was probably my favorite.
Oh, yeah. That just implies I get to marry Fat Andrew WK.
Yeah. He's, his parties have lots of cakes.
Oh, yeah.
Then the main event, we had Phil Eckenrode defending his belt against...
Let's get this pussy working.
If this pussy working, then it's working hard. Working hard. Yeah, Phil and Joe.
Which Joe apparently didn't know there was a belt until like...
10 minutes before the show.
Yeah.
I watched it happen. First of all, Phil, being Phil, brought the belt in a reusable Huntington Bank bag. And rolling in. I just watched him walk over to Joe and open the bag and show it to him. And Joe going... There's a belt?
Yeah.
He was trying to be humble, and I could tell trying not to be nervous. He's like, I don't even want it. He's like, I'm not even thinking about it. I'm like, you're thinking about it. Mm. And then after, ahead of myself.
Yeah. But Joe won. It was a very good fight. But Joe, man, he... He really crushed it hard.
Yeah, said he didn't want that belt, and then immediately afterwards, he's out on the back patio wearing it while he smokes.
Of course, of course.
And oh my God, the amount of slack at the end, because he had to tighten it so fucking tight. There's like a foot and a half of belt just waving off the back.
Dude, I could get it around my waist, but I had to do it around my knees and then like pull it up.
Yeah, it's because we had it taken out when Kyle was champion.
Joe did my favorite thing that's ever happened that I've wanted to happen for so long, and his 60-second round, he rap battled Phil. And he's like, oh yeah, I heard 60-second battle. I was like, 8 Mile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very over when he did that, so.
It did sudden death.
Yeah.
That's good. I mean, that's rounds. A good fight.
Those always make me nervous because ultimately someone runs out of jokes and that's how it ends. And it's always super awkward and it's like right at the end of the show and shit.
Yep.
Well, neither of them ran out of jokes.
Yeah.
And Phil was very gracious and like knew that he had lost the last joke. And,
yeah.
Like brought the belt up and presented it to Joe, which was very cool.
And then Joe being like, didn't know there was a fucking belt. I don't want it. I'm like, your new champion, Joe Graham. And he's like, can I make a speech, please? And I'm like, yeah, of course. I don't think we've ever had anyone do a champion speech. But here you go.
Straight out of New Japan Pro Wrestling. Yeah. But, yeah, it was weird too because they were matching, both of them in yellow shirts and khakis.
Yeah. It did look like they planned that.
Yeah. It was there was a photo taken and it was like eerie how similar they looked aside from like a little bit different hairline. But
yeah, it was a beast of a show.
Yeah.
All in all.
And then I did the wrap up and I managed to ding a couple of other comics in the audience who were happy to be dinged. So that was nice.
That's my favorite, is putting on this mean-ass show and then immediately everyone just being like, we love it. We love it so much. We want to do it so bad. And I'm like, good.
Yeah, I think this, I don't know if it's the first time, probably not, but I really like when it's like a show where like I would have everyone on it back on.
Yeah,
that's
100%. There, every single person I would love to have back.
Yeah,
every single one.
Oh yeah, yeah. Without a doubt. Including AJ because he was really funny.
Oh yeah.
But we're probably gonna have to have another stand up next time. Which when is that next time?
October 2nd, October 30th, and at the Midwest Queer Comedy Festival the week of the 15th, we'll have other details, more detail on that.
That's right. Three times soon. To see these sluggish boys.
Mm-hmm. Three ad hominem attack shows in 1 month.
Yeah.
And then we'll take a year and a half to legend build.
No, we'll run in November. We're going to figure it out. The Cleveland Comedy Festival is going to announce here shortly. We'll try to get in on that.
This may end up 5 shows in 2 months.
Yeah. I mean, nothing in September, though. There's not one show in September.
Not a single thing in September, but then we're just fucking coming at you October and November.
Yeah. Well, October 2nd is basically our September show.
Sure.
Because it's usually right at the end of the month. And
yeah.
Just worked out that way this time.
Yeah. I'm very excited to take September off, though.
After one show, you're just fucking exhausted?
Oh, no. It's not just like the one show.
Oh, I hear you.
Yeah, I'm sleepy.
I had some other stuff happen this month, so.
And is Sad Boys, is the show tonight?
We're
going to have a break for a minute?
We're off until October. We're only doing bi-monthly there.
Yeah, but we've got a show the weekend after this, too.
Yeah, so if you're listening to this, you can see us at Imposters on Saturday, where we're going to be with Flamingo City and Friends, because Joe's partner in Flamingo City is not going to be available, so he's bringing in some guest actors. But I've heard a preview of some of the show, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Very interesting. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I know you guys don't, we talk about Catacall, but if you're listening to this show, we're not going to put this on the internet, but if you're listening to this show because you like the Ad Hominem Attack Show so much, hit us up if you haven't done it or you want to do it again, if you're taking time to listen to this. I know you guys don't like the whole open call, but if you're listening to this,
if you're a fan, yeah, you're a fucking fan enough to listen to us every week.
Mm-hmm.
So...
But I do
Chris Clem, if you're in Cleveland.
Chris Clem, if you're bringing that fam back to Cleveland anytime
as
soon.
As well you should, because all those pedophiles in Hollywood.
No, it's because we miss you. What the fuck, Chris?
I'm also concerned about safety for his family. Unlike him, because he lives in the reptile tank.
I'm concerned for the Clums in general because they're all just beautiful people and bad things happen to beautiful people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I saw that last Tarantino flick.
Kristen even called the radio show last time I was on and was very funny. So
bring back the Clems.
Mm-hmm.
Bring
back
the Clems.
Oh, yeah, I missed that. Clem was in town and on the radio.
Yeah.
Yep.
He showed up to the gyro unannounced, and I talked him into coming up to Cleveland with me. So
I meant to do radio that night, but I fell asleep.
That is a thing that happens when you start at midnight.
I was watching a movie. Sorry, I was going to call in.
Mm. I got way too drunk and didn't know how to use a phone one time. I will call you, Jeremy.
That is a promise.
Yeah. Well, you know, considering the amount of, like, drunken lunatics I get on the line, you wouldn't have been out of place.
It was, I couldn't do it.
That's fair. Yeah, but Chris, I think, will come back during the holidays, so we'll have to get him on, at the very least, this.
Inside baseball, I reached out to Chris to be like, when are you coming home? I was going to surprise battle. I was going to set up a surprise battle for all you guys, but he won't be home anytime soon. Just have him show up and then call him up, like, boom.
Mm.
But, no.
I can't believe he would rather risk his family's life and safety and pay $25 a gallon of gas than just come back to Ohio.
Chris, like... Think about how much more often you'd be able to go to Cedar Point. Think about that, Chris Clem.
think about being quite possibly having quite possibly the best body of any actor in Cleveland.
Oh, 100%.
You got the Hollywood body in the Midwest. Like, you're going to get all the Tostitos commercials.
You're Cavs games.
He's Chris Clem out there. He's Chris Hemsworth here.
That's CJ Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Well, this got really narrow at the end. Or not the end, but
yeah.
In the middle here, I guess. Yes, the battles were great. We're doing more. What else?
What else?
The fuck else are we going to talk about?
What else we got? What else we got?
Man.
Who do you guys have battling tonight at the Sad Boys shows?
We have John Brown and Brandon Petrie of the Brown Petri Dish podcast.
I didn't think John... I think I asked him before, and he's like, I don't really battle. I don't like to do it.
Well, I mean, I asked him and Brandon to do it because I figured, you know, they're podcast co-hosts, so they can, they've got to have material about each other.
Yeah.
And I like them both. I had them both on Hate Flow, and they were both really good.
We did a the Glenn and Dean show, did a roast battle when those guys were doing that podcast.
Yeah. Now Glenn is off being a family man, and Dean is like full on into the world of beer.
Of beer?
Yeah, he's like a big craft beer nerd. I think he has a podcast about it, but I don't know, because it's, you know, beer is kind of not really...
I mean, I think alcoholism is probably a better hobby than comedy.
Yeah, well, for a while, Dean was like point guy for the Tim Core Network. He was doing a lot of the sound work for Tim's various projects. So.
Did you just say Tim Core Network?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the first I'm hearing this.
No, it was a thing a while ago. And Tim was trying to do all these live podcasts at the Beachland, and
I remember this. I just didn't know that he was calling it that.
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't you? If your name is Tim Cornette.
There's not a better name.
Tim Cornette Work.
I just think it's hilarious that for years he was called the Tim Cornette Experience, and now there's the Jim Cornette Experience. Which is like one of the biggest podcasts in the world. So it's, man, he really missed the opportunity there.
The Tim Cornetto trilogy.
I mean, he does fit that. Aside from not being British.
Oh, could you imagine British Tim Cornette?
British Tim.
I picture it exactly.
Do it! Do it!
No, Jeremy's gonna die.
Have y'all ever taken a poop so big that you're a little bit proud of it? Look, matey! Look what I have created!
Matey? He's a pirate?
Yeah, but...
Yeah, is this a British pirate?
He's
Johnny Depp.
He's got a letter of mark from the Queen.
Why is your British accent... from 300 years ago.
One, because it's Tim Cornette, and Tim Cornette's American accent is from 300 years ago.
That's true.
I do, yeah. So, damn it, that makes sense.
And two, because we're doing a pirate sketch tonight, so...
I went to breakfast with Elton, and I said, what's new? And he goes, Chris has been walking around the house talking about, like, a pirate for 3 months.
Oi, matey.
Oh, man, she...
Arg.
Well, that's good to know, because I did notice that her pirate impression got a lot better.
Yeah, it did.
Oi, look at me, matey. I'm the captain now.
I'm Australian.
Sound like, yeah, Crocodile Dundee, dude.
No, it's,
that's not a captain. I'm a captain.
It's
Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay.
It's his Gordon Ramsay impression.
Yeah. Oi, I'm Gordon Ramsay.
I love
this cook a risotto.
I love an impression that starts with stating who you are.
He says it throughout.
Oh, I'm still Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
Oi.
I'm Michael Caine.
I'm Michael Caine.
Michael Caine. A tangerine. The size of a tangerine.
I like when Adham just gets into, like, workshopping. Jeremy's gonna die.
Hey, let's leave him down here for 3 months so you get an extra 15 bucks.
Such a method actor. You went and got scurvy just so you could play a pirate tonight.
Well, the character's name is Scurvy Pete.
It is. You're going to be missing a good one, fellas.
Does art imitate life? Or is it the other way around?
Yeah, like I said, Jeremy just writes writes scripts. Like, Jeremy's character has scurvy for this. The day after he finds out he has scurvy. Jeremy's character has hepatitis in the sketch.
Yeah, there's one sketch where I just paint myself yellow. I'm like, oi, I have hepatitis.
And he's British? British Jeremy has hepatitis. American Jeremy does not.
It's a real paradox to carry so many STDs and be so unfuckable at the same time.
Yeah.
Honestly, the greater Cleveland area is, like, a lot better off for the fact that Jeremy is not fucking.
Yeah. I got canker sores this week for the first time in years. That
Damn.
Hasn't flared up in a while.
Go out and kiss someone.
Yeah, I'm going to give some kisses. Like,
give him
yeah.
a little smooch.
Yeah,
little
it's
smooch.
Like, you want some herpes? Yeah.
Come in, get it.
And see how this little sore looks? Yeah. Yeah. See how it's divoted right at the top? Yeah.
You
like
go
that,
in
don't
and
you?
Start spitting all over Nick's shit while he's gone. I seem to have contracted something.
Just lick the bathtub.
Every doorknob in the house.
I came back from West Virginia and I had a mystery sore.
I like, and that's very accurate because I like when Nick finds like a phrase that he obviously thinks is like so funny, so he just keeps peppering it into conversation. So like he wouldn't ever from that moment call it just a sore. He would be like, my mystery sore. He had this whole bit about eating the last banana the one night where like it was in an Instagram post, it was in a Facebook chat, and then like we Skyped him and like I was coming downstairs from smoking, seeing the post about him eating the last banana. And he's like talking about fucking eating the last banana. I'm like, oh, on about the last banana again, huh?
I miss Nick though.
Me too.
It's been really shitty living alone. But look, we talk a lot of shit about Nick. But
only because we hate his guts.
Fucking NB bastard. He worked his ass off this past year, and he deserves a break. Because, Jesus Christ, there were a lot of nights where he was up till 4 o'clock in the morning adapting a play into a radio drama and adding stuff in.
For the album?
No, this was... he did a radio drama version of the Hatfields and McCoys last year, and basically, like, as he was recording it, he was writing it.
They were fighting over a pair of shorts, correct?
Yes. It was these shorts that I'm wearing right now.
They're a family heirloom. That's why Jeremy does not take them off.
That's why they keep getting repaired.
It's That's why I have to wear them tonight, because I'm going to Hatfield's. Mm. And they're going to take them off of me and put them on the wall.
Oh, no.
They don't even have to use any nails or tape or anything. They'll just stick there.
They'll have to peel them off.
Oh, don't use the word peel.
Yes, peel.
Oh, is peel a gross word? Is that like a moist for you?
No, just like thinking about Jeremy peeling it just in this context here.
Yeah.
Oh, he's gonna have to peel them off.
Just peel them off me. Oh, like the most disgusting fruit roll-up you've ever seen.
Do you know how much shit I see, and that's what makes me want to vomit?
Yeah.
I saw the inside of a skull the other day.
He can't handle Jeremy's shorts. God, it's like so fucking hot out. Like, they gotta be so gross.
I just washed them yesterday, so
okay,
not...
go. You're fine, Jim. You're fine, Jim.
Yeah, that was, I was like, well, I got these new shirts that we got for costumes, so I better wash everything. So.
Did you wash them at Kristen's?
No, I washed them at the Tyson's.
Okay.
Because I had to go get the projector. Okay. Not the projector, the screen over there. So I was I'm here, can I do laundry? And they're like, yeah.
Kristen did some laundry for the costumes that we needed last night, and I was just afraid that Jeremy was just like, can you wash these too? just like two fingers out to Kristen.
He's
like,
just Donald ducking it around their house while he's waiting.
A whole rehearsal, Jeremy was just naked from the waist down. And we had so much fucking work to do, no one wanted to say anything.
Yeah, and also I'm sure his belly hangs over it, so you don't actually have to look at anything.
Surprisingly, not the case.
Just belly and then balls hanging. Like, all you can see is belly and balls.
Old belly and balls, Jay Sheen.
What am I laughing for? I'm not that fat either, so that's cool.
Nah, we're all fucking svelte. We're all fucking trim and svelte.
I'm slim, trim, 216 pounds.
Guys, it's okay. I can't see my penis either.
Well, good.
How much do you weigh, Jeremy?
That was a bullshit number,
definitely.
No, the 216 pounds was a wrestling reference. Okay. There was a guy named Playboy Buddy Rose, who was a big fat guy that he used the blow-away diet. And the sketch was that he put a bunch of flour on his stomach and then go in front of a fan, and it blew the fat off of him. So he became a slim, trim 216 pounds.
Interesting.
But the last time I weighed myself, I was at 285.
That's cool. Pretty good.
That is not good at all.
Can we do that same sketch with you, but use anthrax?
I mean, if you can get some, why waste it on me?
You're right. There's softball games happening out there.
Yeah.
You guys hate softball?
No, it's the old call to arms when the R-man would threaten to kill the Senate.
Oh, God.
Because someone shot a senator or a congressperson at a softball.
Oh, I remember that out in Arizona, right?
Yeah.
I get it.
That old gag.
I understand that joke now.
My sister-in-law plays softball, like, you know, in these, like, weekend tournaments and stuff. And there's a girl on her team that they buy, like, jerseys and everything. And she got on the back of her jersey, it says, Dick Hunter, number 6. Number 69, dude.
Yeah.
I was like, this bitch is a legend, dude. Dick Hunter, 69. I was like.
Good for her.
And she's not bad looking, like. I tend to like my women on the trashy side. she's there.
All right.
And attracted Dick Hunter 69.
Hell yeah.
A woman that knows what she wants, you know?
Yeah, she's just out here hunting dicks.
Yeah. I'm not here to slut shame.
Plus, she's going against the grain in softball there.
Yeah.
Most we had the Akron Racers would come to the comedy shows at Max McHugh's a lot when karaoke would follow. So they would come to the show and be a great audience for the comedy show and then, like, just spend the entire night getting drunk and trying to fuck each other and singing songs.
Yeah, lezzing out.
I do feel like hunting dicks, though, is like the sand.
Dick Hunter.
Sand at the beach.
they're everywhere.
Fish in a barrel.
She's hunting for the right dick, though. Just the right one.
How bad would it feel to be rejected by the Dick Hunter?
Shit.
Too small, gotta throw it back.
Not mean enough. Throw it back.
This is only a 4-point book.
I'm just picturing a dick in 4 sections. Antlers.
I need some ball antlers.
Ball antlers.
And put that on Instagram next to False Dick's boob reindeer.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. I think Tabitha should go off now.
Yeah.
Don't worry, an elephant never forgets. You got to do it. Free! Free!
Yeah! Go off.
Go off, sis.
Do it.
Go off. Yeah.
Tell him, bitch.
I'm really fucking pissed off that I've been too busy to think about anything to properly go off about. How the fuck am I supposed to do everything, okay? How the fuck am I supposed to do a fucking regular-ass job? How the fuck am I supposed to do Sad Boys, like, every goddamn night? And then, like, remember to, like, keep myself alive and find something to be pissed off about? Find one thing to be pissed off about. There's so many things to be pissed off about. Everything pisses me off. I fucking had a woman call into work yesterday and she opens with, okay, this might sound funny, but I'm in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. And I'm like, I don't fucking have time for this. Give me your goddamn payroll. Yeah. So yeah, I don't have anything to go off about.
Well,
that's fair. We have been working real hard this week.
No, guys, the joke is that I just went off.
You did go off, though.
Like, I didn't have anything to go off about.
But I did it. Hooray.
Yes.
We did
it. I'm just really upset that there's someone who can afford to pay people from the Pacific Ocean.
Oh, yeah. There's all sorts of people who just afford to do all sorts of things. And I'm like, you want to fucking do what? What do you mean you want them to have a $10,000 every other month bonus?
Ugh.
Yep.
I want that.
Yep.
Yeah, that sounds fucking excellent, to be honest. Yep. An employer that wants to give out that bonus?
Yeah, but it's all for, like, fucking, like, law firms and, like, probably shitty people.
Yeah. I worked for the Merrill Lynch Family Office Group for a little bit, and in order to even qualify to be a client of the Family Office Group, you had to be worth $100 million.
God damn.
So there were people that got dropped during the dot-com bust.
This sounds like maybe hot Jeremy era that you worked for Merrill Lynch.
Well, it was nepotism.
It was
nepotism.
Little on the nose.
It was nepotism. My father was the director of
the group. A little bit on the big nose.
My white trash nepotism only ever got me my first job at GameStop.
Yeah, I got into, like, Marks because my aunt worked there.
Yeah, well, I worked in Embarcadero in San Francisco at the front desk of Merrill Lynch. So, what can I say?
Hot Jeremy, only because he tricked a few people into thinking he was Rich Jeremy.
Hot Rich, it's all the same.
I only went on, like, 2 dates when I was in California. So, no, I was... Not very hot.
Very disgusting there too.
No, that was actually where I lost all the weight. They had the weight management program. There are offices in Cleveland, but they also had offices in San Francisco, so my dad took me there.
Your dad sent you to a high-end fat camp is what he did.
Holy shit.
Did it have one of those blobs that you jumped on?
No, but like half the clients were blobs. So I felt bad going there because I was like the youngest dude in the whole group. It was like a bunch of people that were in their 50s and like were just 500 pounds.
Well, you should have felt bad if you were in there as a young child or a young man.
Yeah.
Yeah, how old were you?
What the 19? Fuck is going on? One day you're getting fucked at the Bob's Big Boy. And you're at not getting fucked at Merrill Lynch?
I can't keep track either. His life is a roller coaster.
God. Jeremy's a fucking enigma.
Yeah. Were you in any magic groups at Merrill Lynch?
No.
Was there any chaos magic happening?
No, that was, honestly, like, the main thing I did while I was out in California was I went to independent wrestling shows.
That's no tight. Wonder you weren't getting fucked out in California.
Yeah, pretty much. There was no one there that was interested in me, not even, ugh.
But I'm sure that there were child molesters. It was just that at this point, they were like, I'm not.
I could find better children.
Yeah.
He's starting to grow a mustache.
This kid's going to be clingy.
This kid's going to call me back.
Oh, my God.
This kid's going to call the police.
You know
just
what
to get
Charlie Sheen said about child sex trafficking is you're paying them to leave.
Did he say that?
He did not about child. He was talking about prostitutes, legal of
age.
You know, legal of age prostitutes.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, San Francisco was not my favorite place.
I don't blame you. What year was this?
I was there like 99, maybe 98.
Damn, you were in San Francisco when the Brian Jonestown massacre was going around.
That's the thing. Like, I didn't discover like the ability to go out and actually like experience the music scene until like I was already ready to move.
Fuck yeah.
Like I found 924 Gilman Street because Adam and His Package was playing there, and my sister was really into Adam too, so we went.
Bitch, you could have been real cool.
I could have had a blast because
if I was in San Francisco in 1998, like, I'm just saying. You have
I
would have
went to the Limp Bizkit show, right?
Yeah.
Then I was going to ask you if you knew Stephanie Tanner. He's the one who got her started on drugs.
I did live in a full house. Because they actually, when they were selling the house, because my father eventually got sick of being in San Francisco, they had to kick me out because they had to set up the house, and my room had to be set up as an office because of the way they were staging it, because it was a $1 million house. So, like, the only way they were going to sell it is to make it all fancy for, like, anybody that was touring it, so part of being part of the fancification of the house was kicking me out.
Yeah, God, doesn't it make you also fucking pissed off to know how much opportunity Jeremy had?
It really does.
It's fuck you.
They threw you out of the house when they could say, this is a bedroom, but it also could be an office.
Oh my God, a $1 million house?
Why does this office smell so bad?
Moved you to San Francisco and was just disappointed that you didn't like become a clean like gay dude.
Oh yeah, he was it was weird because, like, as soon as I stepped out of the car when I got there, he was like, take a shower.
Good.
Go get a haircut.
Yeah, someone's got to tell you.
It was actually Jeremy's dad that coined dirty shear for him.
I mean, it was just, it was the middle of summer and...
And you were gross.
I was very gross.
Whatever happened to predictability?
Man, I'm doing the math here. 98, like 98, 99. You were like 19 or 20 years old. Your dad had to tell you to take a shower.
No, I was like, you know, I was just like happy to be off the road and I wanted to relax for a second. He's like, no, take a shower. You're disgusting.
Don't come in my nice home, you filth beast.
Filth beast? I love that.
I was a filthy beast.
Hi, would you like to meet my son, the filth beast? He doesn't respond to his actual name anymore.
He won't be buried in the cemetery.
Oh, by the way, when I was out there, I still could have been buried in the cemetery.
Too bad you didn't die then.
Damn, dude.
Oh, that one just slipped on out right past that filter.
This whole podcast is just becoming like
fucking shit.
I wore shorts to, you know, fucking make Jeremy feel more comfortable. We're just
it's
still beating him up, man.
You can't help him.
No, you're fine, Kyle. You're doing fine in other aspects of your life. Jeremy, not so much.
Talking about the Sad Boy show is going to be fun tonight.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be dope.
Can't fucking
wait. I'm excited.
Can't fucking wait.
That's Hatfields, but it'll be too late for this. What's next week's?
Next week we'll be at Imposters Theater in Tremont. It's on Professor, right by Edison's. And that's, yeah, we're with Flamingo City and Friends. It's you must be vaxxed to come. Like, Imposters has been really good about saying, like, hey, no unvaccinated masses at our shows, please.
We ain't fucking unwashed. Around and finding out.
Unwashed morons.
Yeah. I hate that I have people that follow me that are very anti-vax. And
insanity. I personally moved two dead COVID bodies this week.
Mm. So
some extra bucks, right?
It's yeah. Does your payroll company have a column earning for COVID dead body bonus?
Yes, there is.
There totally is.
There's a COVID this. Bump.
There is. I see him. I mean,
I mentioned
I see
it
him.
To my brother, and he was like, yeah, so everybody's going to have COVID, huh? It's like, that's not how it works.
I'm glad to see you were trying to think there, but kind of missed the point.
Also surrounded with anti-vax people that I would rather not see die from COVID, but you know, they watch Tucker Carlson, so
gross. Hey fam, just asking questions here.
Yeah. Question. If this number and this number were next to each other and this number is bigger, then why is Joe Biden fucking kids?
Is that what it is? Because I'm going to start I'm going to start watching Tucker Carlson.
The shit that
like,
he,
never
like,
seen
leaps. Like, there was one week he had, we obtained a secret email. And it was some email they found to, like, Fauci, like, just talking about normal shit. But then when they highlight it on Fox News and go, what exactly does this mean? Well, we're not sure, but here's what I think. And then he just makes up bullshit. And then, you know, you're talking to family and they're like, did you see Fauci's email? Like, fuck it, I have emails. Like, what are you the fuck are you talking about?
I have emails.
Did you tell them it's a comedy? Just be like, no, it's a comedy.
It's satire.
I've explained, yeah, that it's legally Fox is written up as an entertainment channel because they legally can't be a journalism or news channel. Or else they would be sued constantly.
Pretty much.
The people that keep talking about I have an immune system. God gave me an immune system. That's the big one. Like, everyone with AIDS has started with an immune system. Every dead person had an immune system.
Yeah.
It's like, not... I can breathe. I breathe, so I don't need oxygen.
I liked the arguments of being like, if we were supposed to be wearing masks, we would have evolved to have them naturally.
Damn, right. That's tight, though.
Just like how
and it's like, yeah, like how we have to fucking wear shoes, you dumb bitch.
Yeah, we evolved into Levi's.
I'd like to evolve a natural mask. I just want to have, like, ball skin hanging down over my nose.
Oh, you will.
What do you mean? Maybe I have. An elephant never forgets.
It didn't work, but he said it.
It made no sense.
No, it did not.
It made no sense, but now
I was, like, looking. I'm like, I got to put it in here somewhere. But.
Wait, you know what I picture Jeremy in his 80s is, do you remember the guy in Pirates of the Caribbean with the octopus face?
Yeah.
Davy Jones.
Yeah, that's Jeremy in his 80s. Like, his face will just naturally wrinkle to resemble an octopus face.
I hope I get there. I want that octopus face before 80, though.
Yeah.
I want to be able to enjoy it.
I want to be able to enjoy, like, picking things up with my face.
You are now. It's just all cum.
That's less picking it up and more slurping it up.
That's the show for the week. Tabitha.
Yeah.
Would you like to do the honors?
Yeah, I'll close out the show. With my signature bit that everyone knows and loves. Look at me! I'm the captain now!